in the last Rebarkum refers to those who prefer the old wine, even if it is almost vinegar, vinegar to the new wine. The new wine is obviously Jesus, and especially, as it were, his blood poured out for the remission of our sins. The wine in the scriptures, as it were, is the symbol pointing to the blessed Eucharist. But in a special way, the remark of our Lord is appropriate today, the first Friday, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for several centuries now, especially in this last 100 years. Yes, it is a particularly important devotion because it, as it were, points out the difference between the old that is only temporary and the new which is eternal, and the importance precisely of recognizing how you define concretely love and goodness. It's one of the things, as it were, is taken for granted. Everybody knows what is love, and everybody is practicing love, and especially when they're demanding, I have to be free. So do you, and that leads us to so many quarrels. That's the whole point about freedom and love, when we define them in reference primarily to ourselves. There are many reasons for the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but one of the principal ones is precisely the recognition of what is true love in the opening of the side of our Lord, where the water and blood flowed out of our Lord's side from his heart, the human heart of the Son of God. The human heart that reveals to us the stupendous mystery of love, that he is God. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. From the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verse 16, is one to keep in mind always. We do not know love truly until we know Jesus. And that is so important today, because so many think that we can know what his love is all about without knowing Jesus. Simply ignoring him or simply using him. Well, we need another million quickly. Wish our Lord would work a miracle. We can substitute anything you want there. What we must, as we strive to do, is understand, as we're, that love from the point of view of Jesus. And we can attain doing that when we recognize that our Lord's love comes to us through her. It came to us at Bethlehem. It comes to us at Calvary. And it comes to us through her in this Mass. You cannot separate the two loves, the love of Jesus, the love of his mother. His love comes to us through her, and our love goes to him through her, and most importantly, in her, for the mediation is not the mediation of a politician, it is the mediation of a mother. All mediation is primarily defined in reference to the one Jesus calls the woman. Woman, behold your son. So having said these things about the importance of the relationship between devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you can read one of the systematic presentations of the doctrinal basis for the devotion in the writings of St. John Hughes on the Immaculate Heart and on the Sacred Heart. Most people separate one from the other and never understand either. So that's the first point I want to make this morning. How important it is to understand what is true love that is revealed to us in the opening of the side of Christ, in the revelation of his heart. For this is an age, as well, that insists so much on the ego, the individual, me. Yes, indeed, I underscore the fact that I am a person when I love Jesus, but I love myself in loving him first, and loving myself as he loves me. That's the first thing. Then I want to suggest a prayer. Perhaps you're already using it, but I think it's a very important one. It's one that St. Francis of Assisi made famous. It's known by its Latin title, absorbiat, the first word, which means, as it were, in the context, to wean something. viene me, from all the things on earth. But it comes, as it were, actually, from one of the disciples of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. But St. Francis used it so often and recommended it so many times and prayed it with others that for a generation people have thought he must have written it. Well, I suppose maybe he could, but as it were, St. Bernard beat him to the traces on this one. In any case, he underscores, "With the power of your love, O Lord, fiery and sweet as honey, wean my soul from everything under heaven." Note well, that means my intellect, my will, my own heart above all from everything else, so that I may die for love of thy love, namely, the heart that we are devoted to, as he deigned to die for love of my love, of your love, of our love together as a single community. Meditate on that very brief prayer and recognize, as we refer to our Lord, we want him to do something to us through and in Our Lady. And we want Our Lady to do something, as it were, to help us to be generous, to be willing, as it were, to join our Lord in his sacrifice, to offer our life and our death in his honor, for the salvation of all of us, each of us particularly, and especially of those who have yet to hear and understand the truth about Jesus, that there is only one true love, only one charity, only one true goodness that is worth all, and that is the goodness and that is the charity that is God. God is love, and he who abides in that love abides in God, even now, and forevermore. Let us keep this in mind as we continue the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, what we are offering to Jesus, especially of us, ourselves, and what we know he has already given to us in so many ways and wishes to continue to share with us. It is the inspiration, and practically speaking, for a genuine life of holiness, the practice of the virtues, as the first prayer in the Mass this morning suggested, that we be devoted to our Jesus, so that we might, as it were, imitate his virtues, but above all, share in his love and goodness of being able, as we see, that in this way, even the worst of circumstances is almost, as it were, nothing in comparison to the goodness that has been revealed to us in the heart of Jesus. If we continue, each of us, to do as much as we can to persuade others to adore this heart of Jesus, to be devoted to him, to spend time with him, to converse with him joyfully when we receive him in Holy Communion, not only will I be in a better position, but so will all of us, so will the whole world, the more who are devoted to Jesus through and in Our Lady. Praise be Jesus and Mary.